time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather calling for increasing clouds today, another warm day with a high near 91, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, especially in the evening, otherwise mostly cloudy, a low around 71. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. Founders Day in Fairfield was declared a success. Mike Dreith reports.
A full day of entertainment, a constant crowd. Lou Carl, tell me, as you look back and reflect on this day, what are your thoughts?
I think that it shows our community coming together. I mean, between the Victorian on Main and the different museums we have in town, and then the people that were here in the businesses and the other people that were not on site running business sales, I think we just saw a great crowd all together. I saw pictures from off-site locations that looked great. I actually got the time to visit the Victoria on Main, and it looked great. All the people here, we had a pretty consistent crowd all through the day, especially in the morning and in the evening. I think altogether, I'm very, very pleased, and I just think it shows how much we do and enjoy our community.
That's Lou Carl, president of Fairfield Y. Mike Dreith reporting downtown for WFIW WOKZ.
More news after this break.
The WFIW business of the day is TNT Black Cat Fireworks in East Mount Carmel. For more than 40 years, TNT in East Mount Carmel has been providing the region with the best price and quality fireworks. Stop by today and get new Black Cat 500 gram purple monsters, plus the new 500 gram Yeti and Hawk Attack. Find us on Facebook at TNT Sporting Goods and Fireworks. Open 8:30 to 8:30, 7 days a week. And now welcoming debit and credit cards. TNT Fireworks, East Mount Carmel. Today's WFIW business of the day.
My name is Brett. If you smoke, you could get gum disease and need to get your teeth pulled like I did. Sometimes part of the tooth they're pulling breaks off. If that happens, they may have to cut away the gum and bone to get at the rest of the tooth. Then they remove it. Of course, if smoking gives you gum disease, you might have to have 15 teeth pulled at once like I did.
Developed by the CDC. For help quitting, call the Illinois Tobacco Quit Line at 1-866-QUIT-YES.
Gatsby's Gaming invites you to our Wayne County location. Gatsby's Gaming has our video gaming machines live, and we are now open 7 days a week. We are excited to provide an incredible gaming lineup with the newest video slot games available. Gatsby's Gaming has 5 new video gaming terminals with a vast variety of games. We supply free chips and soda to gamers while playing. Must be 21 to enter. Gatsby's Gaming, Wayne County, 1476 Illinois Highway 15, Fairfield.
Now open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 1 p.m. on Sundays.
Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmike, Crossville, and Grayville wishes you a happy and safe Independence Day. Cook Funeral Chapel reminds you to be safe while enjoying fireworks. Happy 4th of July from everyone at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmike, Crossville, and Grayville.
Illinois State Police District 19 Interim Commander Lieutenant Lance Hinkle has announced the results of 4 Scott's Law details held in Wayne and Saline counties during June. The Scott's Law details provided extra patrol coverage for the ISP so officers could focus on the enforcement of Scott's Law, also known as the Move Over Law. Enforcement activity totaled 13 Scott's Law citations, 41 total citations, and 43 total written warnings. Here's the area river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield is at 26.33 feet, flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the river's at 19.8 feet. Flood stage there is 18 feet. At Carmi, the river's at 30.4 feet. A crest of 30.5 is predicted. Flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City stands at 6.3 feet. Flood stage is 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel is at 23.9 feet. Flood stage is 19 feet. The latest forecast indicating possibility of some rain tonight, otherwise dry weather expected until at least the middle of the week. A total of 10 students were in attendance to be recognized at the GED graduation ceremony on Frontier Community College's campus this past Tuesday. Nearly 100 people were in attendance to celebrate the students' accomplishments. After the welcome from Dr. Jay Edgren, President of FCC, Program Director Dina Weber welcomed the guest speaker, Joel Coker. Coker earned his GED in 2015 and then received an Associate in Science and Arts degree from FCC in 2018. He graduated with high honors. Gary Carter, member of the Illinois Eastern Community College's Board of Trustees, provided the charge to the class. FCC prepares students to earn their GED by offering test preparation courses throughout the area. Classes are free and meet in 8-week sections in Albion, Bridgeport, Fairfield, Flora, Lawrenceville, and Newton. Online classes are also available to qualifying students. While 10 students participated in the ceremony, FCC is pleased to report that 33 students overall have earned their GED since last July. Frontier Community College is an Illinois Eastern Community College. Fairfield Memorial Hospital will be hosting a blood drive in coordination with the American Red Cross on Monday, July 8th from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. in the hospital's Educational Annex Building on 203 Northwest 10th Street. If you'd like to schedule an appointment, you can call Shauna Williams, Fairfield Memorial Hospital Marketing Director, at 847-8242. You can also go online by visiting www.redcrossblood.org. Walk-ins are always welcome, but there is limited space available, so be sure to secure your spot by giving the gift of life. Light refreshments, as well as free Fairfield Memorial Hospital T-shirts, will be provided to donors. In other news, Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White's legislative initiative strengthening the law on texting while driving takes effect Monday. The law cracks down on texting while driving by classifying first-time offenses as moving violations. Under the previous law, second and subsequent texting while driving offenses are treated as moving violations, while first offenses are treated as non-moving violations. White said, with the increased use of technological devices, distracted driving has become a serious problem on the roads of our state and throughout the nation. This important law will make our roads safer. No driver should be texting while driving, unquote. The penalty for a violation of this law results in a moving violation that will be recorded to the motorist driving record, as well as fines and court costs, which will be determined by a judge. A driver who is convicted of 3 moving violations in a 12-month period is subject to a driver's license suspension. Texting while driving is considered among the most deadly forms of distracted driving. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, a motorist traveling 55 miles per hour takes their eyes off the road on average for 5 seconds when sending or reading a text. This equates to driving blindly for the length of a football field. A task force has been established to address the shortcomings of DCFS, and a central Illinois lawmaker believes they're headed in the right direction. State Senator Chapin Rose says DCFS is a mess and needs a new direction. The goal is to break up the responsibilities of DCFS and pass those along to other agencies that are already better suited to deal with issues beyond the crisis situation DCFS responds to. Rose is optimistic the recommendations will carry a lot of weight with the Illinois Democrats who control the Illinois legislature.
So here's the good news. The group that we have working on this summer is involved some of the highest power Democrats in the state. They, like I, have just gotten fed up, you know, and sort of drew their line in the sand and had their enough is enough moment. For example, Representative Sarah Feigenholz. Representative Sarah Feigenholz is a lot of tenure and a lot of clout in the House Democratic Caucus with Speaker Madigan. She's been greatly involved in social service issues her entire career, chaired the committees, et cetera. Well, she's the one who, you know, called this task force. In the Senate, we've got Senator Julie Morrison, who's on the Democrat majority side, and she chairs the Human Services Committee. So, you know, we've got, I think, the right people in the room. And there's a couple from each caucus, so it's completely bipartisan. And I think that's part of why I think this has potential of being good, because you're going to have a lot of different viewpoints represented. You're going to have, you know, traditional conservatives like myself, progressive liberals like Sarah Feigenholz. You're going to have a suburbanite like Julie Morrison. it's got a lot of different viewpoints. You know, at the end of the day, everybody wants to do right by kids. You know, so we're all coming at this with the right goal.
Senator Rose compares this task force to the Higher Education Task Force that made many positive reforms a few years ago. While he's short of enthusiastic, Rose is optimistic, adding DCFS needs to be a participant with the legislature and be on board. Two rural community projects in Illinois have made the top 10 group finalists in a national competition. Corteva AgriScience asked farmers to nominate local groups that demonstrate the power to do more in their communities. Lynn Hines of Jackson County nominated Annie's Project, one of two Illinois finalists.
Annie's Project is very personal to me. I am actually Annie's granddaughter. This program was founded by my mother. Her name is Ruth Hambleton, and she was inspired by watching my grandmother as she was a little girl growing up, watching my grandmother make decisions about their farm at the time, using her records to make the best decisions about the farm. And so my mother wanted to help other farm women by giving them something unique, a program just for farm women.
The other Illinois finalist comes from the village of Williamsfield. Joni Stiers serves with the local FFA alumni and friends chapter in Knox County.
We have a school leadership that is very futuristic and innovative in their approach, and thankfully we're generous to look at the needs to revamp our ag department to meet what current agricultural needs are. So our agricultural classroom and our shop is under renovation and set to be complete this fall. And so what we can do, this grant, if we receive it, would give our FFA alumni the power to purchase tools and equipment and educational supplies and materials for that agricultural classroom and shop to improve that experience for students.
Corteva plans to award the group that receives the most online votes between now and July 8th $10,000. To see more about the Illinois and other community projects nationwide and to vote, you can go to powertodomore.com. The Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office is offering some summer safety tips. Kim Howard has more.
Grilling out is a big part of summer fun, but can turn dangerous. Fire Marshal spokesperson J.C. Foltz says kids and pets should be kept at least 3 feet away from the grill.
Not only is it worried about sparks coming out, but grease that could spray out of there that could cause some harm to them. So make sure you keep them about 3 feet away from where you are grilling. Also, it's important that you do this in an open area. Stay away from homes and decks and railings.
When it comes to campfires, the Fire Marshal recommends they be at least 25 feet away from buildings or anything that can burn, and to avoid burning on dry, windy days, since the fire can quickly spread. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
This reminder, according to officials with Norfolk Southern Railroad, a portion of Red Hill Road at Albion will be closed all day Monday. The railroad crossing on Red Hill Road will be worked on, and the railroad says it will be impassable all day. And the West Salem Volunteer Firemen's Association Freedom Celebration continues today. At 10 a.m., there will be a community worship service. At 11:30, there will be a country roads buffet at the firehouse, and the car, bike, and tractor show will begin. There will also be a 50-50 and a huge raffle at the conclusion of today's events. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
Tobacco, obesity, family history, growing older. The doctors of SSM Health Cancer Care in Mount Vernon remind you that these are just a few of the risk factors for developing cancer. And if the time should come to be tested or treated, they're here for you with the expertise and technology to develop a personalized plan just for you. To take a health risk assessment or learn more, visit ssmhealth.com/cancerillinois.
It's fun for everyone July 5th through the 13th at the new 2019 Wayne County Agricultural Fair in Fairfield. The Junior Western and 4-H Horse Shows kick off the festivities on Friday the 5th at 6 and closes with the nationally known Wooten Rodeo on Saturday the 13th at 7. So load up the family for carnival rides, games, food on the midway, community impact service projects, 4-H exhibits, and more new nightly grandstand entertainment than ever before July 5th through the 13th at the new Wayne County Agricultural Fair in Fairfield. For details, visit wcfair.com.
For the best selection of rifles, handguns, shotguns, and ammo, head to the Firing Line Guns and Ammo at 311 East Main in Albion. You can't beat their selection of pre-owned firearms. The Firing Line Guns and Ammo in Albion. Wishing you a happy Independence Day. Call 302-7759.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 83-year-old McLeansboro resident Betty G. Kreider died Saturday at Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. She was a homemaker and member of the Faith Tabernacle Church in Carmi. Surviving her four sons, Donald Dean Harris of El Dorado, Doug Hudson of Harrisburg, Raymond Hudson of Fairfield, and Tommy Kreider of Dahlgren. Three daughters, Bonnie Dolish of Harrisburg, Jerry Renee Jackson of McLeansboro, and Kim Russell of Walpole, and a sister, Beverly Cunningham of Assumption, Illinois. 16 grandchildren and several great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Betty G. Kreider will be at noon Monday at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with Reverend Mike Fields officiating. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. Monday until the time of service. She'll be laid to rest at Smith Cemetery in Dale. The Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. 79-year-old McLeansboro resident Mary Lou Griffith died Friday at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville. She had worked as a babysitter for many years and also worked at the former Elder Manufacturing Company and Decatur Garment Company in McLeansboro. She was a lifetime member of Smith Chapel Baptist Church near Blairsville and also attended the First General Baptist Church in McLeansboro. Surviving are her husband, Harold Dean Griffith of McLeansboro, a son, Raymond Dale Griffith of Austin, Texas, two daughters, Rhonda Mitchell of McLeansboro and Rayla Griffith of McLeansboro, four grandchildren and two great-grandchildren, and a brother, Jerry Cannon of Washington, Missouri. Funeral services for Mary Lou Griffith will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with Reverend Jacob Gray officiating. Visitation will be Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. She'll be laid to rest at Brush Harbor Cemetery near McLeansboro. Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. 70-year-old Mount Airy resident Janet Maxine Bora died at 12:32 p.m. Thursday at Deaconess Midtown Hospital in Evansville. She was a secretary and bookkeeper and member of the West United Methodist Church and loved painting. Surviving are her husband, Pete Bora of Mount Airy, three daughters, Jill McKibben Pittman of Clay City, Julie Weiss of Noble, and Tracy Jumps of Baldwin, Missouri, nine grandchildren also survive. A graveside service for Janet Maxine Bora will be held at 11 a.m. Monday at West Cemetery south of Mount Airy. There will be no visitation. Friends and family are asked to go directly to the cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the West United Methodist Church. The Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. 76-year-old Fairfield resident Carl William Bill Young died at 8:05 Friday morning at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. He was a truck driver. Surviving are three brothers, Earl Young and Larry Young, both of Fairfield, and David Young of Sunrise Beach, Missouri. A sister, Norma Market Browns, sister-in-laws, Ruth Ann Young and Maxie Young, both of Fairfield, and Aunt Noreen Young of Fairfield, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Carl William Bill Young will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Burial in Victory Cemetery. Visitation from 9 a.m. Tuesday until the time of service at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to Victory Cemetery. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. 79-year-old Wayne City resident Laura L. Veach died at 4:45 Friday morning at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. She was a homemaker. Surviving are her son, Kevin Veach of Wayne City, a daughter, Sonia Davis of Henderson, Kentucky, four grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a brother, L.B. Boyer of McLeansboro, two sisters, Marilyn Sancrant of Phoenix, Arizona, and Sue Ballard of McLeansboro. Numerous nieces and nephews also survive. Funeral services for Laura L. Veach will be at noon Monday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial in the IOOF Cemetery, Veterans Cemetery, with Reverend Alan Monroe officiating. Visitation from 10 a.m. until noon Monday at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of the arrangements. 74-year-old Albion resident Phyllis J. McKibben died Friday at Linda E. White Hospice House in Evansville. Funeral arrangements are pending at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. 77-year-old Albion resident Sue Ann Newport died at her home Wednesday. Graveside services will be at the West Village Cemetery, northwest of Albion, at 2 p.m. today. Friends and family are asked to go directly to the cemetery. There will be no visitation. Memorials can be made to the West Village Church for their cemetery upkeep or Samaria Missionary Baptist Church, and will be accepted at the graveside service or at Nail's Funeral Home in Albion, which is in charge of the arrangements. If you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to our station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on the Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates from places like Gotzi's Restaurant, Patty's Share Magic, Simply Enough Scrubs and Stuff, and Southern Illinois Tile and Carpet Supply. You can shop 24 hours a day and save a ton of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long these deals will last.
Hi, I'm Double D, and you can tune in to my show Afternoons with the Double D on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com from 1 to 4. Two businesses that are sponsors are A&D Auto Parts on West Main Street in Fairfield and Albion Auto Parts, located on East Walnut Street in Albion. If you're searching for car parts, they have them in stock. The phone number for A&D Auto Parts is 618-842-7588. Albion Auto Parts can be reached at 618-445-3011.
Here's your sports update for today. Major League Baseball yesterday, San Diego beat the St. Louis Cardinals 12-2. The Chicago Cubs shut out Cincinnati 6-0. Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 3-1. Minnesota over the Chicago White Sox 10-3. And the New York Yankees beat Boston 17-13. That game was played in London, England. On the sports schedule today, the Fairfield American Legion Baseball Post 176 team has a doubleheader in McLeansboro today, beginning at 1:30 p.m. The St. Louis Cardinals wrap up their series at San Diego today. The game can be heard on WOKZ 105.9, beginning at 2:15 p.m. Also today, the Chicago Cubs are at Cincinnati, and the Chicago White Sox play the Minnesota Twins. That's your sports update for today.
With Ricky Orton, I'm John Rooney, and last night at San Diego, it was all Padres. And Ricky, after a seven-run second inning, Daniel Ponce de Leon had to really gut one out of the bullpen, and he did a fine job of giving the Cardinals innings.
He struck out nine out of the bullpen, a terrific day for Ponce de Leon in terms of giving those Cardinals those innings. But a rough start for Dakota Hudson. He just was not sharp, gave up those seven runs, and the Cardinals had too big a hill to climb.
A hit by pitch, there was an error, and the Cardinals just couldn't recover from that, leading to a seven-run inning. Tommy Edmond led off the game with a home run. That was one of the highlights of the night, but the Cardinals just can't seem to put hits together.
And big power from the Padres side. They are swinging the bat well, and the Cardinals need to win a game so they don't get swept here in San Diego.
And they'll try to win today behind Miles Michaelis, 5-8. We're on the air at 2:15. Ricky has the lineups at 3. I'll bring you the first pitch at 3:10. The Padres won last night 12-2.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
And the Fairfield area weather, increasing clouds today, a high near 91, mostly cloudy tonight, a 60% chance of showers and possible thunderstorms, mainly in the evening, a low around 71, mostly sunny Monday, a high of 93, sunny Tuesday, a high near 91, mostly sunny Wednesday, slight chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, a high of 90, mostly sunny Thursday, Independence Day, chance of afternoon showers and storms, a high of 91, and partly sunny Friday. Another chance of showers and storms, a high of 90. Present Fairfield temperature is 74.